Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Info Edge Limited Q4 and full year FY 2017-18 results conference call. Joining us on this call today are Mr. Hitesh Oberoi, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Chintan Thakkar, CFO, and Mr. Sanjeev Bikhchandani, Vice Chairman. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hitesh Oberoi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our fourth quarter and annual results conference call. We will first take you through the quarterly and annual financial performance of the company. Then we will cover each business in more detail, and in the end, we'll be happy to take questions. The audited financial statements file has been uploaded on our website, www.infoedge.in. We've also provided segmental billing, revenue, profit before taxes, and DSR movement in our data sheets on our website. So let's talk about the standalone financials first. Billings in Q4 were rupees 304.2 crores, up 13% YoY. FY 2018 billings stood at 976.7 crores, up 14% YoY. Revenue in Q4 was rupees 240.7 crores, up 15% year-on-year. FY 2018 revenue stood at 915.5 crores, up 14% year-on-year. Operating expenses, excluding depreciation for the quarter, were 181.3 crores, up 25% year-on-year. For FY 2018, expenses stood at 618.2 crores, up 8% year-on-year. A major proportion out of the incremental expense this quarter was on marketing. Operating EBITDA stood at 59.3 crores versus 63.1 crores last year, having declined 6% year-on-year. However, excluding incremental marketing spend for the quarter, EBITDA would have been significantly higher. FY 2018 EBITDA stood at rupees 297 crores versus rupees 227 crores last year. Operating EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 24.7% versus 30.3% last year. For FY 2018, EBITDA margins stood at 32.5% versus 28.4% last year. EBITDA adjusted for ESOP non-cash charges stood at 59.6 crores versus 69.3 crores last year. FY 2018 adjusted EBITDA stood at rupees 315 crores versus rupees 253 crores last year. Adjusted EBITDA margins stood at 24.8% versus 33.3% last year. For FY 2018, adjusted EBITDA margins stood at 34.4% versus 31.6% last year. Cash EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 123 crores, down 6% year-on-year, and for FY 2018 stood at rupees 376 crores, up 21% year-on-year. Earnings per share for the standalone business stood at 15.04 rupees per share in FY 2018 versus rupees 16.91 in FY 2017. However, excluding exceptional items, the adjusted EPS stood at rupees 22.6 per share for FY 2018, up 32% year-on-year. Deferred sales revenue has increased to 395.6 crores as of March 31st, 2018, versus 336.7 crores as of March 31st, 2017, an increase of 17.5% year-on-year. The cash balance as of 31st March 2018 stood at 1,562 crores versus rupees 1,458 crores as of December 31, 2017, and rupees 1,362 crores as of 31st March 2017. The cash flow from operations before tax stood at rupees 170 crores, up 47% year-on-year during the quarter, and rupees 433 crores, up 37% year-on-year for the full year FY 2018. While our revenue growth was in the mid-teens for the whole year, we optimized our manpower, facilities, travel, and infra-related costs, which helped us improve our operating margins. We increased our marketing spends during Q4 of FY 2018, impacting our margins for the quarter. The results were very encouraging. The Naukri campaign served as a good brand refresh. The 99acres campaign helped us consolidate our relative position versus competition as we increased our traffic share in virtually all the markets, and the Jeevansathi campaign helped us acquire more registrations. The board has recommended a final dividend of 15% for FY 2017-18. This would take the dividend for the year to rupees 5.5 per share, including the two interim dividends of rupees 2.5 per share and the rupees 1.5 per share already announced in October 2017 and January 2018, respectively. Moving on to the consolidated financial highlights. At the consolidated level, the net sales of the company stood at rupees 988.2 crores versus rupees 887.6 crores for the last financial year. For the consolidated entity at the PAT level, there was a profit of 502.2 crore rupees versus a loss of rupees 42.8 crores last year. This includes an exceptional item booked for deemed gain on dilution of Zomato and Happy Dean Marriage as mandated by the International Accounting Standards 28. Adjusted for these exceptional items, PAT for FY17-18 stood at rupees 189.5 crores versus a loss of rupees 10.4 crores last year. The aggregated top line of the investee companies in FY17-18 grew to rupees 937 crores versus rupees 664 crores last year, an increase of 41%, while the aggregated EBITDA loss for the investee companies was rupees 188 crores versus rupees 263 crores for last year. Moving on to results by segment, we'll first talk about the recruitment segment. In Q4, recruitment segment billings were rupees 216.3 crores, while revenues were rupees 175.2 crores, a growth of 13% year-on-year. Operating EBITDA margins in recruitment segment were at 53.2% versus 56% in Q4 of FY17, as we invested in brand refresh exercise during the quarter. EBITDA margins adjusted for ease of non-cash charges stood at 53.3%. Cash EBITDA for the recruitment business during the quarter stood at rupees 134 crores, 1%, up 1% year-on-year, and for FY18 stood at rupees 423 crores, up 14% year-on-year. In the full year, recruitment billings grew 12% to rupees 707.9 crores, while revenue grew 12% to rupees 668.8 crores. EBITDA margin stood at 56.2% for the full year. Adjusted EBITDA margin stood at 57.5%. In Naukri, in Q4, we added an average of 16,500 fresh CVs every day, and the Naukri database grew to over 57 million CVs. The average CV modifications were at 330,000 per day. Our traffic share in the job portal continues to be very high, and we continue to invest in our recruitment tools and systems business as we add more clients to the product. The business is very, very important to us strategically. The slowdown in IT hiring continued to impact our growth rate for Naukri. In the IT segment, new customer acquisition as well as customer retention remained a challenge. As a result, the net customer numbers in IT remained flat for the year. But in terms of retention and billing, the IT as a sector, including captive, BPO, CRM, IT startups, etc., did better than other large sectors for Naukri, aided by upgrades to existing clients. Also, the BPO, CRM, and captive segment did better as compared to the software services companies. The non-IT segment partly compensated for the lower billing growth in IT. Banking and financial services, retail, manufacturing, healthcare, and other small sectors did well for the company in terms of overall billing growth. The consultant sector was also impacted because of the slowdown IT hiring and hence did not fare as well in terms of billing growth. The Naukri Gulf business saw a decent quarter, continuing the trend from Q3 as both billing and revenue grew 13% year-on-year. Moving on to the 99acres or the real estate vertical, billings in Q4 in 99acres grew 43% year-on-year to rupees 56.2 crores, while revenue grew 36% to rupees 37.3 crores. For FY18, billing and revenue grew 24% and 21% to rupees 157 crores and rupees 135 crores respectively. We increased our marketing spend during the quarter, resulting in a Q4 EBITDA level loss of about rupees 13.5 crores versus a loss of rupees 11.3 crores last year. EBITDA loss for FY18 stood at rupees 30 crores, down 47% from an EBITDA loss of 57 crores last year. For Q4, adjusted EBITDA, after adjusting for ESOP expenses, stood at a loss of rupees 13.5 crores versus a loss of rupees 9.7 crores last year. For FY18, adjusted EBITDA stood at a loss of rupees 25.7 crores versus a loss of 50.4 crores last year. Cash EBITDA for the 99acres during the quarter stood at a positive 5.4 crores, and for FY18, the total cash losses were just rupees 4.1 crores. Our traffic share amongst the real estate portals moved to a higher 51% during the quarter based on time spent as per SimilarWeb, and now we have traffic leadership in all major markets. This was partly aided by our marketing campaigns during the year. Billing from brokers and agents continued to inch up and cross builder billings in FY18. Broker billings formed 50% of the overall billings, while builder billings stood at 45% of the billings. In FY17, broker billings were at 44% and builder billings were at 53%. Home buyers clearly preferred retail and rental properties over new launches in FY18. Owner billings also continued to increase in FY17-18. And the proportion of billing from resale properties has been on increasing trend for the past 3 years due to a falling confidence in the new home market. We will continue to invest in marketing for 99acres moving into FY19 as we try to consolidate our position in the real estate classified business, as we believe that the worst is probably over in this space. Daily sessions on the 99acres platform have improved 58% year-on-year as of March. The app daily sessions have seen a strong jump of 135% over the same period. Going forward, our focus or investments in 99acres would largely be in the area of marketing and branding and tech and product and data quality on our platform. We have dedicated resources working on data science and machine learning to improve our algorithms. We have a team working on improving our listing quality and making our mobile experience better as well. We also believe that a successful implementation of RERA by different states will play a big role and catalyze the process of volume picking up in real estate going forward. In all the major states with significant residential real estate activity, RERA rules are notified and authorities are processing applications. As of March 31, 25,000 RERA projects have been registered under RERA across the top 8 cities, 16,000 in Maharashtra alone. Apart from Maharashtra, project registrations have started gaining pace in UP, Gujarat, MP and Karnataka as well. The other states are still lagging behind. Hence, we are sensing a slow but steady recovery over the next 3 or 4 quarters in most real estate markets. But let's see what happens. Moving on to the matrimony business, billings remains flat year-on-year in Q4 at 17.9 crores owing to aggressive pricing and activity by competition during the quarter. Revenue, however, grew 10% year-on-year and reached to be 17 crores. FY18 billings for the full year grew 15% and revenue grew 18% year-on-year to Rs. 70 crores and Rs. 69 crores respectively. Higher marketing spends during the quarter aided higher traction of registrations as the overall registrations in Q4 grew 30% year-on-year. We are thus looking to consolidate our position as we penetrate deeper into the key regions we currently operate in. We will continue to spend more on marketing as we move into FY19 to strengthen our brand presence. Operating EBITDA losses in Jeevan Saathi increased to Rs. 11.5 crores in Q4 of FY18. From Rs. 3.5 crores in Q4 of FY17. Losses in FY18 stood at Rs. 3.5 crores versus a 6.5 crore loss in FY17. The adjusted EBITDA loss in Q4 stood at Rs. 11.5 crores versus a loss of 5.5 crores in Q4 of FY17. For FY18, adjusted losses stood at Rs. 22.8 crores versus Rs. 5.4 crores in FY17. The cash EBITDA for Jeevan Saathi during the quarter stood at a loss of Rs. 11 crores and for FY18 stood at a loss of 21 crores. More than 90% of our users access Jeevan Saathi from mobile, and the Jeevan Saathi mobile app continues to be the best in the category. Moving on to the Shiksha business, we made decent progress post revamping the site earlier this year and we continue to work on our product. In Q4, however, billings degrew by 7% to Rs. 39.59 crores, primarily due to a high base, while net sales grew 12% year-on-year and reached 11.2 crores. FY18 billing and revenue grew 3% and 17% respectively to Rs. 42 crores each. We made an EBITDA of Rs. 40 lakhs, similar to Q4 of last year. In FY18, the Shiksha business profit stood at Rs. 2.2 crores versus a loss of Rs. 4.1 crores in FY17. Adjusted EBITDA profit for the quarter stood at Rs. 42 lakhs versus Rs. 87 lakhs last year. Adjusted EBITDA profit for FY18 stood at Rs. 3.7 crores versus a loss of Rs. 2.1 crores last year. Cash EBITDA for Shiksha for the quarter stood at Rs. 3.1 crores and for FY18 stood at Rs. 2.8 crores. Moving on to our strategic investments, our investee companies continue to witness solid growth. Zomato deal concluded during the quarter and received the proceeds of our secondary sale to Alipay. Zomato has scaled up significantly post Alipay coming in. The company saw a huge improvement in user metrics towards the end of FY18. We have put out the full year top line and operating EBITDA numbers for our subsidiaries like Meditation and Canberra. For other investing companies, we have provided the full the total numbers. This data is available on our website www.infoedge.in. In the exceptional items, there was a 44.1 crore diminution in value of SIHL done on account of Canberra, Rs. 10 crores on account of Maidala, rupees 1.1 crore on account of Big Stylist and rupees 20.4 crores on account of NISL. We also made investments in four new startups this year. Wishbook, which is a B2B cataloging app and marketplace connecting manufacturers, distributors, wholesalers, retailers and sellers. Univariety, a career and university admissions counseling platform for class 9 to 12 students. No Paper Forms, which is a SaaS-based enrollment solution for education institutions. And Gramophone, which serves agri-inputs, commerce and crop advisory for farmers. We also did follow-on rounds of investment in our investee companies, Policy Bazaar, Happy in Marriage, Meditation and Canberra. We provisioned two of our investments, Big Stylist and Mydala, during the year, as the market valuations of these businesses had declined substantially. And yet, we continue to invest new investment opportunities from time to time. That's all we have from right now. Thank you, and we are now ready to take questions.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Take the first question from the line of Vivekanand Subramaniam from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. On Naukri, Hitesh, you mentioned that billing growth was also 13% and IT seems to be slowing down. Any specific color on... am I audible?
Yes, you are. Yeah, you're audible. Yes. Sorry, you know, billing growth in Q4 was 9%.
Okay. Okay.
For the full year, it was 13%.
Right, right. So here on Naukri, you mentioned that IT continues to slow down, and could you give a bit more color on how we should look at the billing growth for FY19 and categories and key markets? And also a related question is there any impact of competitive activity in the recruitment space? That's question one. And the second one is on 99acres, where you have seen stellar billing growth and also your losses, particularly cash losses, are now almost negligible. So what is the thought process with respect to growing this business? Because clearly this is a business where in the long run, you know, the business has significantly undershot expectations. Thanks.
So in Naukri, you know, overall billing growth last year was impacted, and especially in Q4, because of the slowdown in IT services. We saw good growth, you know, from the IT captive space, but the IT services space slowed down for us. Markets like Bangalore, you know, Chennai, Hyderabad were impacted. Bangalore was our worst performing market last year. On the other hand, we saw reasonably good growth in markets like Bombay and Delhi, which are predominantly non-IT markets. So partly the sort of losses in IT were made up for the higher than average growth in non-IT. Going forward, it all depends on what happens to IT hiring. You know, maybe the worst is over, maybe it is not. Net hiring for all IT services companies came down last year. I don't know what is going to happen this year. The non-IT space continues to do well for us. I mean, there are pockets where we are seeing really good growth, and that is also reflected in the JobSpeak index we publish from every month. Sectors like banking, financial services, insurance, healthcare, education, travel, tourism, hospitality, etc. did well for us last year. Sectors like telecom, construction, IT continue to be slow. So it's hard for me to say what is going to happen this year. A lot will depend on what happens to these sectors. And because of these sectors, some of the placement firms are also impacted. We continue to push our new products aggressively in the market, but they are more strategic in nature. They don't really contribute in a very big way to top line at this point in time. That's as far as Naukri is concerned. So 99 acres goes, we had a good second half. Also, because the base for this year was very low, because last year was impacted a lot. Second half was impacted because of demonetization. However, we are happy with the progress we are making in 99 acres. We are gaining market share. We are happy with some of the new products we have in the market. We are sort of sensing a slight, or at least we feel that the market may have bottomed out, that the worst is probably over. Real estate activity had come to a halt for some time, especially in the first half of last year because of RERA. That confusion is now clearing out. Some segments like affordable housing are doing better than they were doing earlier. Luxury housing continues to be in trouble. But overall, the sense that we are getting is that, this has to bear out for the next couple of quarters for me to sort of say this confidently. But it looks like, that the worst may be over. But let's see what happens going forward.
Right. Thanks for the comments. Just a couple of follow-ups. Is there any impact on the change in incentives that we went through, the sales incentives in FY18 on the billing growth of Naukri? And on real estate, the follow-up that I had was, you mentioned that your share of billings from brokers seems to be going up, but builder billing kind of declined. Any thoughts on why the builders are not spending as much on our portals, given that now with RERA coming in, the builder should be a lot more focused on completing projects and pushing it out in the market. Therefore, builders should logically be doing a lot more A&P, isn't it?
Yeah. So, let me answer the real estate question first. So, what has happened over the last 3 or 4 years is because of the confusion around new homes, because new homes are not completed on time, because investors have lost a lot of money, because projects are still sort of three, four years behind schedule. And to add to this, because of the confusion around RERA in the first half of last year, builder activity virtually came to a halt in real estate. And also buyers moved more from new homes to resale, right? Because people want ready-to-move-in homes, they don't want to take a risk. Many people have burned their fingers and so on and so forth. Now the confusion around RERA has started clearing, towards the second half of last year. Having said so, because there is a lot of inventory still in the market, new launches are still sort of scarce. There aren't too many builders launching new projects. So which is why what has happened is that the builder sort of piece of our business has taken a hit. And the broker piece, which is, some of it is of course new homes, which brokers are selling for builders. A large part of our broker business is that as well. But a large part of the broker business is also retail. So that piece is growing a lot faster. Right. But going forward, if the market turns to us once again and if people start showing more interest in new homes, this may change once again. Right. Naukri question was around incentives, right? So that played out more in FY16-17. I don't think our business was impacted because of the changes in incentive policy in FY17-18.
Right. Thanks a lot. I'll come back.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Arya Sen from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, good evening. Firstly, if you could give a bit more color on, geographically, what is happening in the real estate business in different parts, whether it's more NCR-led or it's pan-India, which are the areas where you're seeing, better pickup?
So as far as our business is concerned, of course, NCR continues to be a large part of our business. But but I think last year we gained share in all markets, and we saw good growth in Bangalore and Mumbai as well. The Maharashtra business was impacted for a long time because of the confusion around RERA. RERA is strictly enforced in Maharashtra. So for a while all activity came to a halt in Maharashtra, but towards the end of the year Maharashtra started picking up as well. Chennai actually continues to be slow because of political uncertainty in Tamil Nadu. So you know, but overall, you know, the sense we are getting is that because demonetization is now behind us and because RERA is also now behind us, in general, real estate activity is slowly beginning to pick up. Launches are slowly beginning to sort of start in all markets.
And is NCR leading that growth, or is it at par with the rest?
See, NCR is a big market for us, so we are doing very well in NCR. But I don't know what whether that is, you know, because of the state of affairs in the real estate market in NCR. It is also because of the fact that we are clear leaders in the NCR market, and therefore we get a large share of the spending. While in the other parts of the country, we have more competition.
Right. And secondly, you talked about marketing spend in I think 99 acres, Jeevan Sathi. I'm not sure if you talked about it in Naukri as well. So any sort of number that you have in mind in terms of proportion of revenue or, you know, absolute number, how much higher than last year would it be? Any guidance on that front?
No, we don't have a marketing budget. We basically plan quarter on quarter by quarter. We do a quarterly plan and we see the impact on our numbers after we implement the plan, and then we fine tune the plan basis what we get. But in general, we've been spending more on marketing in Jeevan Sathi than we were 2 years ago. We also have upped our spending in 99 acres. Because it helped us, and the market is beginning to recover a little bit. In Naukri, we did a campaign, marketing campaign after a long time, a TV marketing campaign after a long time in Q4, and it was useful because it served like as a brand refresh. We were off TV for a long time, but like I said, we'll evaluate, we'll see the results from these campaigns and go into detail, and then fine tune the campaigns as we go forward. It's difficult to say what our overall marketing spend for the year will be. But yes, in general, our marketing spend in the 99 acres and Jeevan Sathi is on an upswing.
Right. And lastly, on Zomato, any sort of color that you can share beyond the numbers that you've shared?
Yeah. So Zomato is expanding aggressively on the delivery piece of the side of the business. Their orders are increasing rapidly. Of course, this involves a certain amount of burn. But they're going head-to-head against Swiggy, and that's what their business plan is this year, to rapidly expand the delivery side of the business in India.
Great. Thanks so much. Just one feedback, Make My Trip is also having its call at the same time, so, there are only two large internet companies, so if you could try to avoid, try to have separate times for the calls, that would be very helpful for us. Thank you so much.
Well, that's good feedback. I don't think we looked at that or we're even aware of it.
Yeah.
So, Make My Trip is listed in the US, so we didn't look at that, actually.
Mr. Sen, do you have some more questions?
No, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, I would like to remind all participants, if you have a question, you may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Next question is from the line of Ravi Menon from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I have a quick question on the employee benefits. I'm not seeing such a sharp increase QOQ in a long time. So I thought part of the rationale for changing the way that we were targeting Naukri's sales was to avoid some kind of seasonality. And I think in the revenue side, that's really shown that, we don't have any quarter that's a blowout quarter, and that is more, it's kind of smooth over the year. But employee cost this quarter seems to have gone up substantially. Anything that you'd like to call out as a one-off?
Yeah, so, one or two exceptional kind of items that I can call out is, gratuity is one thing, so you may be aware that government has increased the cap on gratuity from 10 lakhs to 20 lakhs. So that has, that has an impact on our overall, cost. Plus, even the headcount, in Q4 has kind of started going up. So there would be some element of, you know, of cost increase because of headcount, you know, as well. And in general, we have been investing more on technology area. And, you know, and that also kind of has an impact on the overall, you know, wage bill.
Right. And should we also read something about sales incentives being more in Q4? Can we say that sales incentives are also paid out in Q4? And, you know, would that be also a slight seasonal factor?
Yes. So, you know, as compared to first half, you know, I would say that, you know, sales incentive would have been higher in second half. Particularly, you know, some of the businesses where the numbers were kind of, you know, reasonably well, like Nigeria and Nickel, for example, the numbers were kind of, you know, good. So some of that also would be part of that.
And just a question on how you expect, you know, the geography breakup for Naukri to go next year. You know, you were saying that Bangalore was very soft over this year. You know, and any other markets where you think some sort of improvement is possible, or are you seeing some early signs?
Well, you know, a lot will depend on what happens to IT services hiring. You know, markets like Bangalore are 70-80% IT markets. Even markets like Chennai, Hyderabad, Pune are 46% IT for us, while markets like Delhi and Bombay are more diversified. So if IT hiring picks up, then there is no reason why Bangalore will continue to be slow. But a lot will depend on whether IT hiring picks up or not.
Thank you. And we've seen that, you know, utilization across IT firms has reached historical highs. So hopefully that should start picking up. So I thought that you would have some lead indicators from consultant activities in that sector. But since you've not seen anything yet, I guess we'll have to wait another couple of quarters for that. Thank you and best luck.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you have a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Vivekanand Subramaniam from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Okay, so two questions from my end. One on Zomato. As things stand right now, can you outline some trends on the market share that we have on the food delivery business? Secondly, could you give some color on the average order value and take rates trends in the food tech market? That's one. Secondly, in terms of your investments, clearly you have now received some cash from Ali Ant Financials, and clearly you know, you have invested in a few small B2B and B2C startups. Is the thought process now to diversify the investment book a lot more than before, or is it so that you will double down on your past investments as well? Thanks.
Yeah, so on Zomato, the company is not revealing for competitive reasons exact data. But suffice to say that, look, the gap is being narrowed between Swiggy and Zomato on food delivery in terms of number of orders every day. But having said that, there is still a gap. Right? Now, as Zomato expands its you know, delivery volume, the average order value is coming down as was expected. But it is still higher than Swiggy's. We estimate. We don't know Swiggy's order value definitely, but we estimate it's still higher than Swiggy's. But as it grows, this order value will come down because it necessarily to deliver from restaurants that are cheaper. It has to deliver from restaurants on smaller order values in order to grow. So this is, a natural sort of thing that is going to happen and is already happening. As far as our investment strategy is concerned, look, we will obviously do both. We will keep looking at new companies, and we will also double down in those of our existing portfolio companies which A, need the money, and B, we believe they deserve the money. Right? So it's not as if there's a strategy to massively diversify. It'll be, you know, in fact, I think a bar for new investment is higher than it was earlier because we have learned more about what a good investment is.
All right. Just one small follow-up. So on the doubling down aspect, if, let's say, hypothetically, Zomato were to do another fundraise a year or 2 years from now, would we consider participating, or is it so that we'll now keep paring down our stake?
Look, that's a bit of a speculative and hypothetical question. I mean, we will obviously evaluate the situation then. In the past, we have taken a kind of exiting policy and then gone back in again. So nothing is ruled out. But, but having said that, it's not as if, the company is short of money or is short of, options to raise money from.
Okay. Thank you very much. All the best.
We would, of course, keep in mind concentration risk. A significant part of a significant chunk of our investment portfolio cost is in Zomato, and that's one consideration we look at.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I would like to remind all the participants, if you have a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Next question is from the line of Ankur Rudra from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Sorry if this was answered before. I missed the first part of the call. Could you break out what was the Naukri India growth and the quadrangle growth for the quarter? In billings and revenues, please.
Recruitment... For the full year, for the quarter, sorry.
For the quarter.
Recruitment billing for the quarter was 216.3 crores, which is around a 9% growth, while revenue was 172.5 crores, which is a growth of 13%. This is the entire recruitment segment.
I was looking for the India part. Yeah, if you strip out the Gulf, and First Naukri, the India part, how much was it?
We don't give out India numbers separately.
If you can give me a sense of growth in India, even if you don't strip out the numbers.
It'll be similar, in my view.
Yeah.
Well, it will be similar to this.
Quadrangle
had a negative year. So quadrangle degrew this year, over the previous year.
Okay. And again, you may have answered this already, but any signs you've seen in changes in the market, if I just look at the Naukri data step that's shared, it seems like there is some sort of a recovery in the underlying markets. Has it come through in your discussions with clients? Has the sales feedback changed in the IT hiring side?
I think we have only a month left. We'll know in a month, in the first quarter to end. Hard to say for me right now because a lot of our renewals happen at quarter end.
Okay, fair enough. Could you give us a sense of the traffic share that you have now in the real estate business? How's that evolved over the last 1 year? I mean, now versus how it was a year ago?
Yeah, see, our sense, how we measure traffic share is we look at time spent on similar web. So our sense is that we've been averaging close to 50% now for the last 4 to 5 months in terms of traffic share in real estate. So our traffic share has gone up over the last 6-8 months. And we've seen a growth in almost all the geographies we operate.
And this, Hitesh, is the measurement on desktop or including everything?
Desktop doesn't make sense anymore because only a small fraction of our traffic is now on the desktop. So this is desktop plus mobile, web plus app.
Okay. And was the traffic share trend in recruitment including and excluding a recruit?
Yeah, so if you exclude, Indeed, we continue to be around in the 70s. Okay, and if you sort of were to include Indeed, I don't have the exact numbers right now, but I think we would be closer to 60.
Okay, and can you just lastly, just to round this up, could you share the traffic share numbers for Jeevan Sathi as well?
Do you have the traffic share?
Yeah.
So we don't really track traffic share for Jeevan Sathi because we don't operate in all parts of the country. But in the north, we continue to be a strong number two player. And it's hard to segregate the traffic by geography for the other players.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for that and best of luck.
Thank you. I would like to remind all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mithun Lathia from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. What would be the proportion of unique users on the mobile web versus the mobile app on 99acres?
Yeah, actually, we don't give out the data, but and I don't have.
No, I don't need the absolute number. I'm just asking for the mix between the app and the mobile web on 99acres. If you can give that.
So I don't have the exact number, but broadly speaking, you know, about a third of our traffic is on the phone, on the app, a third is on the web. On the desktop, and the third is on the mobile desk.
Yeah.
But these are broad figures. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me right now.
Okay. And would you be able to comment on what the same thing would be for Magic Bricks, or that data would not be available to you?
My sense is it will not be very different from what, you know, we are seeing or experiencing.
Okay. Fair, that was it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you have a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Ravi Menon from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. You said that your advertising and promotion expenses, the marketing, you do that on a quarter-to-quarter basis. So for the next quarter, should we expect that you would continue to spend at a similar level as this quarter, or should we see that ease off?
So by next quarter, I'm assuming you mean Q1, right?
Correct. Yeah, Q1. Yeah.
So Q1, you know, 99acres was an IPL. So, you know, we of course spent a lot of 99acres. We've already sort of done that. Naukri, we are taking a breather. We are not on TV right now. In Jeevan Sathi, yes, our marketing spend will continue to be high. It may not be as high as it was Q4 of last year, but it will continue to be high.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sarkar Lele from Motilal Oswal Securities. Before that, I would like to remind participants again, if you have a question, please press star and one.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity. Just one question in the balance sheet. There is about 330 crore classified as asset for held for sale. Just wanted to know what that was for.
So that was the Zomato 50 million transaction that we had done. So the definitive agreements were already signed, and we had kind of intimated to Stock Exchange and all that. But the actual completion of the transaction has happened in Q1. So as on 31st March, you know, it is being shown as under this chest or under the sale.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hitesh Oberoi for his closing comments.
Well, thank you everyone for being on the call, and have a great evening.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of InfoEdge India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may disconnect.